WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to work today for President Biden, who announced over the weekend he will not be seeking re-election. ABC's Selena Wang is in Delaware, where Biden has been recovering.
President Biden is finally set to end his COVID isolation here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He's planning to return to the White House this afternoon. Now, he's been isolating here since late Wednesday, and this will be the first time we're seeing Biden out in public since he made that historic decision and completely upended this race.
Kamala Harris, whose Biden is endorsing in the race, has now secured enough delegates to make her the presumptive Democratic nominee ahead of the national convention in Chicago. Delta Airlines canceling more flights today as it continues to try to recover from the computer meltdown last week. Delta has canceled more than 5,000 flights since Friday. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle says her agency failed in its mission when Donald Trump was nearly assassinated earlier this month. She tells Congress, she won't resign. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 17-year-old girl was killed and 8 other teenagers wounded early Monday in a shooting that happened in a Milwaukee park. Officers and first responders found the girl dead and 8 other shooting victims at a park on the city's west side after police received at least one 911 call around 12:30 a.m. According to police, 5 18-year-old women, 2 18-year-old men, and a 15-year-old boy were found shot and were being treated at local hospitals. According to witnesses and investigators, several dozen people, many of them teenagers, had gathered at the park's parking lot Sunday night after an invitation was posted on social media about a car party or car-focused social meetup at the park. 3 animals died and a man was injured Saturday when a semi hauling cattle crashed in Grant County. According to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the trailer was hauling over 5 dozen cattle as the driver approached a roundabout on U.S. Highway 61 and State Highway 81 near Lancaster. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
99.7.
Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Scandal Now with Patty Smythe.
We'll be right back. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
When doves cry, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on a Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good, Maddie. My glasses keep sliding off my face, so I'm not exactly... I'm not sure if I've gotten to that age now where I need to have one of those little chains that goes around... Because that's not pretentious at all. So I have to get one of those little chains.
Well, there's two ways of thinking of that, right? Like, you could think it's pretentious, but at the same time, it's an old people problem thing. Like, we forget that we have our glasses on our face. Corey Hartman does it all the time. He'll be like, where did I put my glasses? And I'll be like, you know what I mean? The ones that are currently on your face? Those? So see, it keeps them from sliding, and it also keeps us from losing them. Those are old people problems that we all have to encounter on a daily basis. It's totally
well, it's nice to know that I'm old today, so the, there. We've solved that dilemma.
Two ways of thinking of it. You can do glass half full or glass half empty.
Exactly.
You take your pick this morning. Other than the glasses being a pain, how are things going over at the Finn household?
Things are going pretty well. The dog curled up at my feet here this morning, so that's always a plus when you get a lovey-dovey dog at your feet.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
How about you? How are things going out at the Jones-Hartman household?
Good. Things are good. Things are busy. I mean, I didn't see my husband a lot yesterday, which is pretty par for the course. He had to be in Madison for work all day, and then he came home for a whopping 45 minutes before he announced he was going out for drinks and dinner with a friend that was passing through. And by the time he got home, I was already in bed. So there you have it. 45 minutes of quick conversation about how the day went while I was making dinner. And then it was a grocery pickup day yesterday. So yeah, I had to do that and then get things put away.
Yeah.
Putting away of the groceries, I think, is the worst part, especially if you do pickup, right? Simply because they don't organize things the way I would like them organized. Now, I'm not going to get too picky, though, simply because somebody else is doing the shopping for me and I didn't have to do it. However, I'm very particular when I put things away and I like it to go really fast. So my plight in life is that you, kind of like with your glasses sliding down your face, my plight in life is that when I go to put the groceries away, it's not perfectly organized the way I would like it. So I kind of run around a little bit and do unnecessary trips up and down the stairs. It's just another way to get the steps in, though. See, glass half full again this morning.
Exactly. Looking at the positive side of things. So it's all really in the bagging of the groceries then?
It is. Like, I am very, very particular. And I think we've talked about this because I know your lovely wife, Chris, is also very particular.
Yeah.
When I get home and I go to put things away, I want it to go fast. Like, I want to just get it done. So all the frozen stuff goes together. All of the cold stuff goes together. All of the toiletry stuff goes together. All of the meats go together because those are inevitably going to end up in the freezer. So then when I get home, it's just take this to the freezer, take this to the root cellar, take this to the upstairs freezer. And then it just goes really, really fast. Again, I don't want to be too picky because somebody else did all the grocery shopping for me and I can't complain about that. It's just that, you know, it takes me a little extra time to get it put away when I get home. But again, I'll be positive this morning. I get lots of extra steps in running up and down the stairs saying, oh, shoot, this should have been upstairs. This goes downstairs. This goes here.
Look at you this morning. You're practically a motivational speaker.
I'm trying. my alarm went off at the same time it normally does. I, however, had been up much earlier than my alarm. So I'm trying to be positive today because it could be a really bad day otherwise.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I woke up probably about 4 o'clock. I woke up.
I think it was the thunder. We had some thunder out here. So, and I think that's probably what woke me up. And then once I'm up and I look at the time and I realize that my alarm is about to go off at any minute, which is actually like an hour and a half, and I could inevitably get more sleep, but my brain doesn't work like that. I'm just up for the day. So I've got to be positive this morning. I've got to be like the Tony Robbins of radio this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day, Finn.
Or,
really
or the Matt
day.
Foley, Chris Farley. I'm living in a van down by the river.
That's right. Either way, it's going to be a really bad day if I don't find some positives in there. Because I have a really long day. There's taekwondo tonight. There's a few errands that have to be run later today. So it's not like I get to just, you know, pack it up and be like, okay, forget it. I've got up way too early and I don't get to do anything. I have to do anything else today. Not exactly how it's going to go down. So
when that happens to you with the brain and the body and your internal alarm clock goes off and it's way too early, do you continue to try to lay there and get back to sleep, or do you just say, forget about it, I'm getting up?
It depends on the day and how lazy I'm feeling. Now, like this morning, I was about an hour and a half before my alarm went off, and I probably could have just gotten up, but I just chose to lay there and really just listen to the thunder and the rain for a little bit. And then there was some emails I was avoiding answering. So yes, some of you got replies from me at like 3:30 this morning. I was officially up. These were not time delayed. These were not sent, you know, written up and then made to send later. No, you really did get replies from me at 3:30 this morning. So I did that laying in bed this morning. These are the things that happen in my life. And then when my alarm went off, then that's when I got up at the time I normally would. So It's going to be a long day.
Just another day. Just another day. But think positive. Think
That's
positive.
Right. That's right. That's right. I got lots of steps in yesterday running those groceries around. Plus, if, depending on how heavy the bags are, you can really get some like muscle building in there as
sure.
well, running up and
sure,
down
you're
the
getting
stairs.
A workout there.
Exactly. Exactly. Never mind. I already had like two walking the dog and my normal workout, but a third is never bad. Never bad. I can always use a little extra muscle. We've got a few things that we got to talk about here this morning, starting with one of the biggest stories that's kind of throughout the country right now. Obviously, we know that CrowdStrike outage on Friday wreaked a whole lot of havoc for businesses all over the country. Unfortunately, if you're a passenger for Delta Airlines, it's been really, really awful. They actually canceled hundreds of more flights early this morning because of all of those problems with that global tech outage. This is the fifth day that they have essentially been in a standstill as far as flights go. Now, there's worse news. Their meltdown is probably going to extend through the end of this week. As of 5 a.m., Delta had canceled 383 flights, and Endeavor Air, which is their connecting flight brand, had canceled another 18 flights. The cancellations follow over 1,200 from yesterday and 4,500 from Friday through Sunday. Now, although most airlines were able to recover and resume normal operations by the end of the weekend, Delta, for some reason, has been able to fix problems with its crew tracking system, and it's really leaving it unable to find pilots and flight attendants that it needs to fly the planes. So obviously, you can imagine people who have been stranded in airports, especially in Atlanta, since basically Friday, because there's a lack of motels, there's a lack of rental cars, mm-hmm. there's really a lack of other transportation out of Atlanta right now. They're frustrated and just want to get home or wherever their destination was. And, you know, I can't even imagine the flight crews, too,
yeah.
because they don't have any idea what's going on. And so this is just kind of a horrible, horrible debacle.
A total nightmare.
I can't even imagine. This is like the things that travel nightmares are made of, right? Like when you think of some of the worst case scenarios, one of the first things that always comes to your mind is losing all of your luggage and having nothing with you, and then being delayed for days and days in an airport
yeah.
because something bad happened. So
just the simple fact that maybe you were planning a major vacation,
right?
and you were going to be gone for a while, and then, well, you can't go.
For some people, this might be their major vacation.
Yeah.
They might just be stuck in an airport,
this
and
mm-hmm.
this is it. Yeah. So this is absolutely horrendous. And I was watching video out of Atlanta's airport last night. And I mean, we're talking families with really small children who have been stuck in this airport with really no way out for days and days. I mean, I guess Corey and I were talking about it this weekend. He's like, at some point, wouldn't you just offer a friend some gas money or a family member and be like, do what you got to do. I'll pay for mm-hmm. your motels. Can you please mm-hmm. just come get me? Would you maybe take an Uber to a town with like a rental car facility? I don't know. Like there's got to be some stuff you can do at some point, but I don't know. It sounds like resources are kind of diminishing at this point. So hopefully, fingers crossed, people can get where they need to go relatively soon, whether it's through
yeah.
flight or through some other means, whatever they can be creative with and come up with at this point. But yikes. So
I can't even imagine being stuck in an airport for that long.
Oh, because
long.
They're so darn fun anyway, aren't they? I mean, at this point, you just got to think you are the security at the Atlanta airport.
Uh-huh.
I mean, forget going through TSA. I mean, you are the security at this point. But what a nightmare. I can't even imagine. So hopefully everybody gets where they need to go pretty soon and Delta is able to figure out whatever systems. Now, here's the thing. We fly Delta a lot. We actually, out of all of the airlines, I know everybody's got their favorite. Delta and Southwest happen to be a couple of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And so we love Delta Airlines and have never had any issues, knock on wood or whatever this fake wood is here that I'm sitting at. We've never had any issues with Delta Airlines or Southwest Airlines. So hopefully things get rectified very quickly. But yikes, I can't even imagine.
We've used Delta a lot too, but I can't.
Can you imagine having to sleep in an airport for the last 5 days?
No.
I mean, like being in an airport just makes my skin crawl anyway. And then having to be there for 5 days where you're essentially just stuck, you're sleeping there, the kids are screaming because they want out, they need to go do something else. I mean, this is just...
Yeah.
It's chaos, absolute chaos. And if you see the images coming out of especially the Atlanta airport, obviously that's one of their hubs. It is mass chaos. It is mass chaos. So here's the thing, too. If you're traveling Delta Airlines and you're flying from somewhere like out of Chicago, or I believe there's a couple of their Endeavor flights that go out of closer airports like Milwaukee and Madison, or you're going to be flying out of Minneapolis, you might want to rethink that and reach and change your plans if possible, because you're probably not going to get where you need to go, or you're going to be delayed like crazy. So maybe do a little reading up on that one first, if you haven't already gotten the alerts. I mean, that's the other thing too. People in airports are like, my phone just keeps binging because of all of the alerts that Delta keeps sending me because of all of the changes and the downgrades and the upgrades and the movement. And so everybody's phones are just kind of going crazy. So if you haven't already gotten those alerts, you might want to rethink some travel plans.
Not exactly a fun time. Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, man. This is supposed to be the time of year where we're getting all those vacations in and we're having a good time. And what did you do this summer? I spent 5 days at the Atlanta airport. No, but that
can you imagine if
fun.
This had happened around Christmas?
Oh, man. Hopefully, whatever ails Delta Airlines and whatever took them down during that CrowdStrike outage is fixed before the major holiday travel season, because you've got a few months to work on it now, people. Mm-hmm. So let's figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. I just feel bad for their like techs right now too. They've just got to be sweating it out because they don't really have any solutions, obviously, to what's going on.
This
is just a nightmare scenario all the way around for everybody involved. Now, one of the other things that I found interesting this morning is, speaking of weird technology, Alexa, it turns out, can now translate and knows dozens of languages. I mean, we've known that, right? It's always fun to have Alexa say words in a different language, especially maybe those four-letter words that we're not supposed to say. It doesn't matter how old you are. That always makes you giggle. Now, there's one more thing that you can add to the list, or as far as languages that Alexa can speak. She now knows how to speak Gen Z. Now, Amazon announced a new feature where Alexa can teach you how to talk like a Gen Zer. Just say, Alexa, talk Gen Z to me, and she's going to spit out all sorts of slang along with the definition. Now, they added 20 terms to start, and some of them you know. Ick means disgust, which, hello, we just talked about one of the biggest ick situations happening in the world, or the country right now. T means gossip, sus means suspicious, mid means mediocre, and riz means charisma. Now, there are a few more Gen Z terms that Alexa knows, but us old people who, you know, are trying to keep our glasses on our face, Finn, we might not know these. So here you go. Drip is anything that's trendy, high-class fashion. Did you see that guy's watch? He's got drip, would be an example of that. Or you might even describe someone as being drippy. Me saying somebody's drippy has a whole different connotation. I mean, if I'm going to say somebody's drippy, that doesn't mean that they're trendy or decked out in the highest fashion. That's not what I mean. The math isn't mathing. Oh, I say that a lot. That means things aren't adding up, obviously. Spelled A-T-E, it's used to praise someone for doing something well or with style. Like, you ate with that outfit, or could you go a step further and say you ate and left no crumbs? That would be something else that I guess you could say. Really, Gen Z's taking it like literally and figuratively all at the same time. No wonder we don't understand what they're saying.
Well, now because we're talking about this on the air, and you know we have so many Gen Zers that listen to us on a daily basis, they're currently right now working feverishly to change that slang, all of that slang terminology now.
Because now we're teaching, you know, the parents, or the rents, as they like to call them, what all
the
of
rents,
what, yeah, what all of this means. It's giving. This is used to describe a certain vibe that you're giving off. Like, I love your outfit. It's giving Beyonce. That one kind of makes sense. Mother, someone who's iconic or like a mentor. The example Alexa gives you is Rihanna is mother. Air, which is spelled A-I-R, to intentionally ignore someone. Like, why is he airing my messages? in your blank era, this is a period of time marked by something distinctive, like I'm in my self-care era would be a way that you could phrase that, or you might even hear Alexa say it. But those are some of those Gen Z slang terms that Alexa will now spit out at you. So if you need to communicate with the kids, mom and dad, just ask Alexa to speak like a Gen Zer, and she will give you everything you need to know so that they actually understand what you're saying. If you can get through to them through the headphones, the phone, the gaming, the tablet, and all of that, because yes, Finn, we're all in the same boat.
Pretty soon, Alexa will just be doing all of the discussions, all of the conversations between all parties at all time.
She's already listening to everything we say, she might as well go a step further, right, and just take over. This is why we're scared of AI in the world, people. Alexa was just the precursor to all of that. See, this is why I think I have a problem with AI, and this is why I've never been a huge fan of like Alexa, because I feel like it was the precursor to everything I'm terrified of, or is like a nightmare in my own mind, or you see in some of these movies where AI takes over the world. I feel like Alexa was the precursor to all of that, and it's a little terrifying somewhat at times.
Well, now you're limited out there at Goose Poop Pond with Echo Dots and things like that, right? I mean,
we don't have anything.
No,
that was actually my husband's decision. My husband, the tech guy, was like, no, we are not doing that.
It is kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy because every time you have a conversation in your house, isn't it funny how the next time you go on to social or online, all of your ads are targeted to exactly what you were saying. See, Alexa, she's always listening, and now she can speak like a Gen Zer, which should be even scarier to all of us old people.
You know what's really weird and really freaky, and this is almost like Matrix kind of weird. Have you ever had that time, because I was just talking to Chris about this recently, have you ever had it where you just think something?
There's a thought, and then all
of a sudden it shows up in one of your social media platforms. It's like, okay, what's going on?
I know. It's very, very creepy. I'm creeped out by the entire thing. I mean, we've talked about my fear of AI. Again, if you're using it for good and not evil, I just fear the people who are not going to use it for good. That's my biggest concern. And we're already starting to see some of that, right? We're already starting to see some of that creep in to the general population of people wanting to use AI for evil and not the good reasons. Like if you're using it to do something like medical procedures, or you're using it to try to save lives,
that's something
perfectly
completely
cool
different.
That's awesome. But that's not why people are starting to use AI, and it's a little creepy and a little frightening all at the same time. Now here's something that's not creepy and frightening. That was a really bad transition, but I got to talk about this. We have a big deal of the day happening right now over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Finn, this is such an awesome offer. So today only, we have a 4-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, right? For you to go see the Big Top show yet this summer. Remember, that's going to be happening until Labor Day, for you to see all of the exhibits and take in the wagon pavilion and see all of the shows, maybe ride a camel. $92 value for a family 4-pack of tickets to get into Circus World Museum today with this 50% off offer. Remember, it's our big deal of the day. That is only going to cost you, let me go over there and tell you, it is a whopping $46 today only.
Nice.
I know. So bargain. 4 tickets to get into Circus World Museum over at maxfmbigdeals.com. $92 value, $46 today only with our big deal of the day. So definitely go check it out. Do a little online shopping today. maxfmbigdeals.com. I promise I'm going to keep reminding you of this. This will not be the last time you hear me mention this morning. We got to take a look at the forecast right now. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. A little damp already out here at Goose Poop Pond. 79 for a high. It was good, though. I forgot to water my flowers for like a week. This is what happens. Mother Nature handled it for me today, so all good. Everything survived. Isolated thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 62, and then tomorrow some clouds in the morning, but we're going to see some sun by the afternoon. A little cooler and a little less humid tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now, it's 65. The morning show on Max FM brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. There is Def Leppard. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a good one on a Tuesday morning. It is 7:38 right now. And, you know, as you're going about your week looking for some fun stuff to do, don't forget another edition of Concerts on the Square happening Thursday evening in downtown Baraboo. David Hecht and the Who Dat are going to be performing on the Courthouse Lawn at 7 o'clock. They're an American roots band, a little R&B in there, some reggae, Latin, and funk. All a quartet from one of the finest musicians in the Midwest. Grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket, a little bug spray, and plan on having a great time in downtown Baraboo on Thursday night for Concerts on the Square. And remember, if you want to take a look at the remaining schedule for, you know, the next few weeks, make sure you head over to BaraboOconcerts.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Showers and thunderstorms possible today and then tomorrow. A little less humid, a little cooler as well. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that weather in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on 99.7 Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC. Health.com.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Cubs grabbed the series opener from the Brewers 3-1 at Wrigley last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee sloppy defensively and missed several scoring chances on offense, finishing 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Willie Adames provided the only offense, his 16th home run of the season, a solo shot in the eighth. Packers opened training camp on Monday with quarterback Jordan Love holding out. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he expects the two sides to reach a deal soon, but understands why Love is not practicing until he gets an extension. Love still reported to meetings. Football Badgers sending linebacker Jake Chaney, offensive tackle Jack Nelson, and safety Hunter Wohler to Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis, which starts today. The Big Ten Media picks the Badgers to finish 7th in the 18-team league this season. The Badgers will be selling alcohol to inside Camp Randall Stadium this coming season. They'll also extend that to the UW Fieldhouse for women's volleyball and wrestling. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7.
7:42 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. It's In Excess now. This is Need You Tonight on Max FM.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:46 right now. And Finn, yesterday we talked a little bit about breakdancing as a new Olympic sport that's going to debut at this year's 2024 Paris Olympics, which, by the way, kick off later this week. So that's very exciting stuff. And so I thought this was very timely and very appropriate, because if you want to breakdance like the big boys, you're going to need the right jams. And who better to pick those jams than the members of that U.S. Olympic break dancing team, or breaking team, because that's actually what they call it, even though it's break dancing. I don't understand why they, maybe they figured if they got rid of dancing, people would actually think it was like a real Olympic sport, yeah, and not just like street thing. And I have no idea, but it's actually called breaking. At any rate, Team USA's Jeffro Lewis and Victor Montalvo picked the 11 best break dancing songs. And here they are in chronological order. Okay. We'll start at number 11. Just in case anybody gets inspired watching the U.S. Team do their breaking routine during the Olympics, make sure you're just not breaking your own limbs, because some of those things get dangerous. I feel like there needs to be some sort of disclaimer on this stuff. Number 11 is Brand New. This is by Tyga, YG, and Lil Wayne. This is from 2023. Tyson versus Ali, Benny the Butcher featuring Conway the Machine. That came out in 2022. Another really good breakdancing song, according to the breaking team. Lowdown, Little Baby, that comes in at number 9 from 2020. You got the Platypus Strut that comes in at number 8. I just love titles of some of these songs. That was done by Omega Watts in 2007. Then you have the Notorious B.I.G. featuring Eminem from 1999 at number 7 with the song Dead Wrong. That's actually a really great song, and I can see why you would want to do some breakdancing to that. This is good advice, whether you're, you know, know, breakdancing or whether you're just going through life in general. At number six, it's Protect Your Neck by the Wu-Tang Clan. That comes that was from 1993. Hot Potato by Freestyle Fellowship is at number five on the list, also from 1993. Going all the way back to 1982. See, they can roll it old school.
Old school.
Yeah, when they do breakdancing. Liquid Liquid's Cavern comes in at number four on the list. Then you got the Blackbirds at number three with Reagan's. That was from 1974. It's Just Begun. The Jimmy Castor Bunch comes in at number two with from 1972. And then the number one song, according to the U.S. Olympic breaking team, that you can break dance to till your heart's content, apparently. It was a song by a band called Babe Ruth. It was called The Mexican, and that goes all the way back to 1972. They say, the breaking team, by the way, says that because the origins of breakdancing really started in the late 60s, early 70s, they like to pay a little homage to some of those old school songs. So I guess that would make some sense. But there's your list if you want to get that downloaded and ready to go and start practicing your moves while you watch the U.S. Olympic breaking team do their thing.
I might not make it until the Olympics. I might have to break down and watch Electric Boogaloo 2.
I know.
It's going to have to happen.
I'm just impressed that this is a thing at the U.S. at the Olympics. Now, I didn't realize that this was like a worldwide thing, this breakdancing. So I'm very excited to see what other countries do and how they bring it at the Olympics. I mean, you're probably going to have a hard time finding it. It's going to be on at like 1 a.m. or something like that on like a .98 because there's going to be so many different versions of the Olympics that NBC is putting out with different feeds from all over, you know, during the event. But, you know, if you're one of those people who loves to stay up and you're in for a good challenge of trying to find it, you can probably have a good time. I think it'd be super fun to watch. As an Olympic sport, I'm kind of on the fence, but at the same time, I can imagine it'd be really fun to watch the competitive side of it.
That's what we talked about yesterday, that it would be entertaining, and that's where our interest would be in the entertainment.
Right?
As far as it being an Olympic sport,
I don't know, but you know, people said the same thing about the BMX bikes, the skateboards, and all that. Now, to me, that's one of the most highly entertaining things of the Summer Olympics, quite honestly. I really do enjoy watching that stuff. It's a whole lot of fun. So there you go. If you need something to do during the Olympics and you want to test your hand at a new sport, you can get with the breaking team and get your playlist list ready. Again, another disclaimer number two, please be careful if you're going to try some of the things that they're going to try.
Don't,
I mean,
break
spinning
anything.
Spinning on your head is not as easy as it looks. Let's just be honest. There's a little practice that's involved with that, some of that stuff.
Look, my glasses are sliding off my face today. I'm not going to try breakdancing. Forget it.
You know where your limits are, right?
Yeah.
Like that's enough. Just keeping them on my face. That's all I got in me today. I'm totally there. I get it. We've got to go through our birthday list here this morning. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. We've got a good list of celebrities, though, that are celebrating today. So let's start with Lily Simmons. She's the new Clementine on Westworld. She was Rebecca Bowman on Banshee, and she is the adult Selena Kyle in the Gotham series finale. She's celebrating her 31st birthday. Daniel Radcliffe, his Harry Potter character's birthday is actually July 31st. Daniel Radcliffe himself is celebrating his 35th birthday today. Tom Meissen, who is Ichabod Crane on Sleepy Hollow. He was also Mr. Phillips Clones on HBO's Watchmen series. He's celebrating his 42nd birthday. We also have Paul Wesley celebrating a birthday today. He was Stefan Salvatore on Vampire Diaries. He is 42 years old. Michelle Williams, oh, she's the forgotten member of Destiny's Child. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. She had one solo hit. It was called Say Yes. That was the biggest thing she had after coming out of Destiny's Child. It was kind of a cheat with that one, though, because she got help from Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. So it wasn't even like she did that one solo, quite honestly.
Do you kind of think of Destiny's Child in a weird kind of way, just like Diana Ross and the Supremes, where you have with Beyonce. She jets out ahead of the other two members, becomes a superstar.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other two that were part of the group, they kind of fall along the wayside.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, they were kind of the Supremes of that era, were they not? I mean, when you really kind of look at the trajectory of the career, how it all played out, you know, Diana Ross and Beyonce, yeah, they're probably on a whole different plane compared to Diana Ross's group members and then Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. So yeah, I think that's a legit argument that you could make. Monica Lewinsky, oh, we all know that name, don't we? She made an amazing comeback as an anti-bullying activist for Vanity Fair, no matter what happened in the past. An adult show, we can keep it at that. We all remember the news headline. She is 51 years old. Nomar Garcia Parra, he is the only player in MLB history with the last name Garcia Parra. He's only one of only 13 players to ever have scored two grand slams in the same game. He's retired now and analyzing games for Sportsnet. He is celebrating his 51st birthday today. Catherine Hahn, who I think is just awesome.
She's hilarious.
She's awesome. She was Agnes on WandaVision, if you're a fan of MCU. She was also Rabbi Raquel Fine on Transparent. She was Carla in the Bad Moms movies and also Lily on Crossing Jordan. She is celebrating her 51st birthday. Marlon Wayans, who had an NBC sitcom, it was called Marlon, and you don't remember it because it only lasted two seasons. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday today, although he's part of a very funny family, so we will give him that. Alison Krauss, she's one of the top Grammy winners of all time. She is one of only five women to ever win Album of the Year twice. She did it in 2001 with the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, and again in 2008 with her Robert Plant duet album, Raising Sand. She has 27 total Grammy wins in her career, which is absolutely incredible. Yeah. She is 53 years old. Oh, she's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Charisma Carpenter, who played Cordelia Chase, first on Buffy and then on Angel. She is celebrating her 54th birthday. That does sound like a character name, doesn't it? Cordelia Chase, because in real life, nobody is actually named that at all. Gary Payton, or Payton, I should say. He's a retired NBA Hall of Famer known as The Glove. That's his nickname because of his mad defensive skills. In 2006, he helped the Miami Heat win their first ever championship. 56 for him today. Stephanie Seymour is also celebrating a birthday. Oh, we all know her from the November Rain Guns N' Roses video, right? She was Axl Rose's girlfriend at the time. She's also a legendary Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated model. 56 for her today as
well. Wow, time flies.
Right? Now, speaking of Guns N' Roses, Slash, you know, the amazing guitarist for not only Guns N' Roses, but also Velvet Revolver, is celebrating a birthday today. He is 59 years old. And there was some sad news that I saw pass over my timeline yesterday on social media. His stepdaughter at the age of 25 actually just passed away over the weekend. So that was kind of some of the biggest news around Slash that we've heard lately, which is a far cry from where he was at one point in his life.
Right.
I mean, every headline when Guns N' Roses was at the top of their game was about Slash. And we all know that Slash was not exactly one of the good boys of the music industry. We'll just say that. I think he's come a long way. You can't deny Slash's talent then or even now, because he's still going to be right up there at the top of one of those, like, just insane, one of the most insanely good guitar players of all time. He was just incredible. Eric LaSalle, who played Dr. Peter Benton on ER. He was also Will Munson in Logan. He's actually gone on to be a producer of several different NBC shows over the years. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Woody Harrelson, love him. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday today as well. Martin Gore, who's the genius behind Depeche Mode, he is celebrating his 63rd birthday. Maybe we'll pull out some Depeche Mode here later on this morning. Larry Minetti, who is Tom Selleck's buddy Rick on the original Magnum PI. More recently, he played Nicky DeMarco in a handful of episodes of the new Hawaii Five-0. He is celebrating his 77th birthday. David Essex is also celebrating a birthday. He did the original version of Rock On. Now, I know that there was a version with Michael Damian a little later on. We'll let David Essex have that one. That one was much better. 77 for him. And I'll see if I can find that. If we can, we'll pull out the David Essex version of Rock On. Edie McClure. Gosh, I love her. Oh, she was so awesome. Mr. Rooney's secretary and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She played Miss Mrs. Poole on the TV series The Hogan Family. And who cannot remember her as Minnie, the lost tourist in the Cars movies? She's so funny. I love Edie McClurg. She is 79 years old today. And then we end with Ronnie Cox on the list. He, of course, played the captain in all those Beverly Hills movies. Some of you may also remember him as Drew in Deliverance. Oh, there's a movie that'll give you nightmares forever and ever. Anyway, Ronnie Cox celebrating his 86th birthday today. I mean, Deliverance was one of those creepy, weird movies that was like a train wreck where you absolutely couldn't look away even though you really wanted to because it was just so creepy and weird.
It's a good film, but it's a hard watch. But
it leaves you with, like the Gen Zers would say, and Alexa would tell me, they would say the ick. That's what it leaves you with.
Exactly.
Oh, the Gen Zers giving us terms for the ages. I love it. Now, don't forget, before we talk about weather, I do want to remind you that our big deal of the day is happening right now over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We are taking 50% off a 4-pack of Circus World Museum tickets today. Of course, this does get you entrance into the Big Top Show. It's a $92 value. And today, with this 50% off deal, $46 is all you're going to pay when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. So if you haven't been over there yet or you want to go again, this is your opportunity. This is a 4-pack of tickets to get into Circus World. $46, all you're going to pay today at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No promo code needed. All you have to do is go in there, put it in your shopping cart, check out, and the discount will automatically be applied. But again, that is today only at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, we got to take a look at the forecast here really quickly, Finn, because we are talking about some scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 79. Now, the good news is tomorrow, we're going to lose the clouds, we're going to lose the showers and thunderstorms, a little less humidity, a few lesser clouds, and we're only going to see a high of about 76 tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment, plus we'll have ABC and local news here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this